Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got an hour of bluegrass that I hope you're going to enjoy. We've got all sorts of things lined up, not necessarily Christmassy type songs, although I know that you're well underway for your Christmas shopping and all the preparations for Christmas that you need to make for having Christmas in your part of the world over here in New Zealand. It's a summertime Christmas and many people are making provisions to go to the beach or go away and stay with relatives. It's quite a big holiday over here. All the kids are on holiday from school for 6 weeks or so, and so we celebrate Christmas a little differently from what you might up in the Northern Hemisphere, but all the same, we've got some bluegrass music for you, and what more could you want? We're going to kick it off with a band called West Wind. Well, it's a duo, really, and the duo is Jonathan Maness, who plays guitar, mandolin, and various things, does vocals, and Wendy Crow, who plays guitar and sings, and they have a fine band, West Wind, but it varies a little bit, it seems to, whether it's just a recording band or a regular performing band, I don't know, but they do some nice songs, and we're going to kick it off with a tune called Smoky Mountain Living, and we're going to hear Wendy sing this one. She sounds great. Have a listen.
Across the front of the house, watching the rain come down, listening to the crickets, the frogs in the distance. How I love that sound. Cornbread cooking on the stove, sitting on my front porch swing. Smoky Mountain living, that's heaven to me. Fire, hear it crackle in the night. Watch the sunset or look at the stars or the clouds rolling by.
We play our music every night for friends and family.
Smoky Mountain living, that's heaven to me. Smoky Mountain living, that's heaven to me. Barefoot walking in the summertime, cuddle up when it snows. We got our own piece of paradise, so where do we need to go? Our love always takes me places I never thought I'd see. Smoky Mountain living, that's heaven to me. Smoky Mountain living, that's heaven to me. Summertime, we'll cuddle up when it snows. We've got our own piece of paradise, so where do we need to go? Our love always takes me places I never thought I'd see. Smoky Mountain living, that's heaven to me. Smoky Mountain living, that's heaven to me. Across the front of the house, watching the rain come down.
Well, that was Jonathan Maness and Wendy Crow with a great band with the song Smoky Mountain Living. Let's hear a little bit of Blue Highway. Here's a tune called Riding the Danville Pike.
Riding through the night on the Danville Pike, gotta be there by the break of daylight. 25 miles is all I like. I'm riding the Danville Pike.
was the fastest horse anyone had seen. He was a sore pony, he was tall and lean. He'd meet every challenger, they think they must. He'd leave them breathing heavy in a cloud of dust. It was just about dark on a Friday night. Not a cloud in the sky and the moon was bright. We were bound to do something that had never been done. Make it all the way to Danville on an overnight run. Was a man of means. He had more money than a poor boy's dreams. He said, "Here's $500, cause I know I'm right. You never make Danville by the morning light." Well, the watch from my pocket says it's 4:30. I give up the rain and he begs for more. With a whole lot of heart and a little luck, we'll be drinking from the dam when the sun comes up. Riding through the night on the Danville Pike, gotta be there by the break of daylight. 25 miles is all I like. I'm riding the Danville Pike.
Well, that was just sheer flat-out music, wasn't it? That was Blue Highway riding the Danville Pike. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you're looking for a late Christmas present, there's no better place to go than a music shop. If you've got musicians in your family, at whatever level they're at, there's always something at a music shop that you can find that makes great Christmas presents, from just sets of strings for their guitar or mandolin or banjo, to stands so that you can stand the instrument up in the corner of the room, to a new strap or to a new guitar or a new mandolin or something like that. Shearer's Music Works, they're a great shop. All the sales assistants are musicians. They can really help out no matter what you're looking for. So go and see Shearer's. They've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years, and I'm delighted that they're supporting Back Porch Bluegrass music. Let's listen to the Gibson Brothers. I love the music of the Gibson Brothers. Great duet. Eric Gibson banjo, Lee Gibson guitar, Mike Barber plays bass, Clayton Campbell on fiddle, Joe Walsh, he visited New Zealand a few years ago, on mandolin. Here they are with a tune called I'll Work It Out.
I will carve it with my Barlow till it's looking pretty good. I'll work it out.
I'll work it out. I'll find a way to work it out.
When my last bridge is burning and I cannot find a friend, with whispers all around me saying no way he can win, I'll work it out.
I'll work it out. I'll find a way to work it out.
Hail Mary in the air. Ask me where I'm landing, and I'll tell you I don't care. I'll work it out.
I'll work it out. I'll find a way to work it out.
Will I simply fade away? I'll work it out.
I'll work it out. I'll find a way to work it out.
Now I have read the good book, though I do not understand every word that's in it. I think I know the plan. I'll work it out.
I'll work it out. I'll find a way to work it out.
Maybe I'm a long shot. Hail Mary in
way to work it out.
Well, he's looking for a way to work it out. I love that banjo playing there. Nice and clear and simple and a good clear melody. Oh, nothing like it. Here's the Johnson Mountain Boys with Duncan and Brady, or also called He's Been on the Job Too Long.
He's been on the job too long. Well, it's twinkle, twinkle, little star. Along came Brady in his electric car. He's got a mean look right. Somebody just to see him die. He's been on the job too long. Well, Duncan was a tin in the bar. Along comes Brady with his shining star. And Brady says, Duncan, you're under arrest. Mm-hmm. Duncan shot a hole right in Brady's chest. He's been on the job too long.
Great song from the Johnson Mountain Boys. Let me tell you about the Kiwigrass Festival that's coming up on the weekend of February 5th to the 7th. That's Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be at Lake Karapira on the mighty River Domain just south of Cambridge. And it's going to be the best of New Zealand bluegrass. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band will be there. Lots of Kiwi bands. The Pippi Pickers, of course, are going to be there. The band You, Me and Everybody, which includes some of Roadworks and some of the Pippi Pickers and Other people added in, Wires and Wood are going to be there. The Roadworks boys are going to be there playing as the family band. Hot Diggity, all-woman bluegrass band, will be there. Melling Station, the Melling Station boys from Wellington. Kaimai Express from Tauranga. And we're adding a few bluegrass-adjacent type acts to the scene, just really because we can't get the American bands in. So the Shindig Trio featuring Dave Kahn and Cotton Daisy Backstep, the Down Underdogs, will be returning to Kiwigrass in 2021. They do bluegrass country and swing. Cat Tunks will be there with her Americana ensemble, the Barnyard Bangers. And then the Trendless, me and my boys are going to be doing some playing too. It's going to be a great festival, lots of music happening all the time, and it's a wonderful sight on the mighty River Domain there. More information about purchasing tickets and booking accommodation is available at the festival website, www.kiwigrass.nz, and you can stay up to date with all the latest news by following the festival Facebook page, which is facebook.com/kiwigrass, and find out as much as you like about the festival. See you there. It's going to be a great time. Get your tickets in advance. You'll get a discount that way. But whatever way you come, come and support local New Zealand music, and in particular bluegrass music. Be lovely to have you all come. Let's listen to a radio show from 1962 from Jim and Jesse. Most of the bands did regular radio shows, and Jim and Jesse were one of the bands that was supported by Martha White. And here we have them doing the Martha White theme. Many of you will be familiar to that theme by hearing Flat and Scruggs do it, particularly at the Carnegie Hall concert. But they did it every time on their TV shows. Here's Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys doing the Martha White theme, and then their big hit song Diesel Train, which is sort of their crossover from bluegrass into country. Jim and Jesse, 1962. Have a listen.
Now you big right,
uh-huh.
With Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good light, Martha White.
Martha White.
You make better biscuits, cakes, and pies. On Martha White's still rising flour,
the one all purpose flour. Martha White's still rising flour, it's got hot fries.
Thank you so much. We'd like to say howdy once again to all you friends from Jim and Jesse and all the Virginia Boys for another 15 minutes of country music. We hope you'll enjoy some of our songs and tunes today. We'd like to start the program off with one we have called Diesel Train.
Diesel Train.
The fireman used to sweat when he'd shovel in the coal. But now the big black engine is setting on a sidetrack. A big diesel train's gonna bring my baby back.
Diesel train. Bringing my baby back to me.
black engine took my baby away. I just found out she's coming home today, and I'll be waiting by the railroad track for the big diesel trains are gonna bring my baby back.
Diesel train.
Well, it's pretty good music for a live radio show. The band that Jim and Jesse had, as well as Jim playing guitar and Jesse playing mandolin, the band was Alan Shelton on banjo, Jimmy Buchanan on fiddle, Don McCann on guitar, and Dave Sutherland on bass. And they were doing a lot of radio shows and TV shows about that time. They were a pretty busy band. It was a good time for Jim and Jesse. And that was their hit song, Diesel Train. Sounds a little bit different these days, doesn't it? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, and playing you some of the music that I love. Here's Jeanette Williams from her album Thank You for Caring, the song Your Memory Wins Again.
Headed out from Houston trying to forget you. I thought your grip would loosen, but my heart guess I'm just too slow. Every time I think it's giving in, your memory wins again. I thought I'd fly into Phoenix, they got room to breathe there. Give my mind a remix, never thought you'd be there, Lord. Should've known it all along. Just wearing out my shoes. Cause every time I think it's gonna end, your memory wins again. Why do I run the way I do? I can't outrun this missing you. Calls round each bend, your memory wins again. Thank you.
Ah, the old fade eating, eh? Your memory wins again, Jeanette Williams. Great tune, very driving, and she sang it really well. Let's go back to the people we started the show with, Jonathan Maness and Wendy Crowe. But here's a, they're doing a standard bluegrass tune, Freeborn Man, doing a great job of it.
I was born down in the Southland. Twenty-some-odd years ago, I ran away for the first time. When I was only 4 years old, I'm a freeborn man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Woman in San Antonio. Well, I always love the girl next door, but any place is home. Freeborn man, Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. But you like the way I'm gone, my freeborn man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. And an old tote sack. Rocked it about 300 times, but I always got it back. I'm a freeborn man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Some odd years ago, I ran away for the first time. When I was only 4 years old, I'm a freeborn man. Lord, my home is on my back. Highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Well, wasn't that a a smart version of Freeborn Man. That was Jonathan Maness there. Wendy Crow singing a bit of harmony. I better find out who was playing there. Make sure that you understand that. That was a fine version of it. Yeah, I thought so. Mark Fain on bass, Steve Lewis on banjo, Alan Johnson on fiddle. I really ought to become more familiar with their work because they're fine pickers. Well, a little bit of history now. Back in 1950, Bill Monroe was just getting his new band up and running and playing his new style of country music, and Flatt & Scruggs had been part of his band and they'd left him. But a band we don't hear about so often is the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, and they were a very with it band for their day. Played mountain music, or they called it at the time, or folk music, really. And they had a great approach to bluegrass music. Their first recording session was in 1950, where they recorded the song Pain in My Heart, and that's backed with a song called Lonesome, Sad and Blue, and that's the one I'm going to play for you now. Ezra Klein on double bass, Bobby Osborne on guitar, Larry Richardson on banjo, Ray Morgan on fiddle. Bobby Osborne and Larry Richardson are both great vocalists, good tenors, and they added much to the singing capabilities of the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. And in later years, the Goins brothers joined in, and Paul Williams, people like that. The Lonesome Pine Fiddlers was one of the first bands to play in bluegrass style, i.e. listen to Bill Monroe and say, that's a great style of music, let's do some. They were one of the first mountain bands to regularly use a double bass. It was quite a rare instrument back in those days. One of the first bands to utilise television to get their shows out. One of the first bands to record for a major label. And they were inducted into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame in 2009. Well, that's good to know that they've been recognised. Lonesome Pine Fiddlers have had a couple of albums of theirs, but this is a track from an album called Country Boy's Dream, issued by the Bear Family, and it's got lots of tracks. We're going to hear the song Lonesome, Sad and Blue from 1950, Lonesome Pine Fiddlers.
Thank you. be true. I'm going far away, dear. I'm lonesome, sad, and so blue. I'm lonesome, sad, and so blue. You tell me that we're through, but now you're smiling at another. I'm lonesome, sad, and so blue.
Well, Lonesome Pine Fiddlers from 1950, they really had a handle on that bluegrass music, didn't they? They sure knew what to do. We first heard of Larry Richardson and Mountain Music on the Banjo, I think the album was called, and he's a fine picker. Well, let's jump forward 70 years from 1950 to 2020. Some of you who've been listening to the show regularly will know that I had the opportunity, together with two of my boys, Sam and Tim, and Keith McMillan on mandolin, we had the opportunity to record with an American country singer called Caroline Jones, who's visiting New Zealand for a few months. And we did a couple of Christmas songs with her. I've played them in recent sessions, but we're coming up to just before Christmas. We've got to play Christmas songs. There's no other time of the year to play them. And this was our recording of Silver Bells. I'm playing banjo. Sam is playing guitar and doing harmonies. Tim is playing double bass and doing harmonies. Caroline's playing a little bit of resonated guitar and a little bit of slide in there and doing all the lead vocals. And she is a wonderful lead singer. We have a lot of fun working with her. Here is your Christmas song for the show. Silver Bells from Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths. You can find us on YouTube. Go and have a listen to that, and all sorts of bloopers and things included in the cut on YouTube. So it's worth having a look at. Here we go, Silver Bells. Silver Bells, it's myself playing banjo with Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths, and they were at the top of their range doing some harmonies in there. She can sing like an angel, and she pushes Tim's harmonies right up the top there. Sounding good. That's Silver Bells, and we did another tune, Winter Wonderland, as well, which is all good fine. You can find them on Spotify. Talking about what you can find on Spotify, big hello to all the people listening to this as a podcast, which, of course, you can find on Spotify or Free FM or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. You can find it all sorts of places just looking up Bluegrass Podcasts. And but there's lots of people listening on the radio too. It comes out first on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. And then it's played again at midnight on a Wednesday night. We listened on our way back from a night at the Auckland Bluegrass Club on a Wednesday night and heard myself on the radio. It's quite funny. Various access radio stations throughout New Zealand will also take this program at different times of the week, which is why I can't put too many dates and activities in, because it gets very confusing. And also the access radio stations in Canada, such as CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia. Thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and all the good people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. Thank you very much for having me on your show. Hope you're enjoying my taste in bluegrass. It all comes from my shelves, and I dig deep sometimes to try and come up with things that I've never played before. Occasionally I have to repeat myself, but not very often. And we're going to listen to Jeanette Williams. She sang earlier on the show. Here she is doing a song, That's the Bottom Line. Jeanette Williams.
When we talked on the phone this morning, you asked me to keep an open mind. Said what's in your heart, you're not sure of, that you needed a little more time. Well, I want you, I need you, and I love you. You just take all the time you need. Either way it goes, I'm sure you know, my love for you will always be. Disappointing world that we live in, what's called a sure thing ain't worth a dime. We're looking for more than just emotion, true love everlasting, that's the bottom line. If it's not right and true, we know more about ourselves than anyone, and our hearts will always tell us what to do. When my heart tells me that I love you, for your answer I'll wait patiently. I know how I feel, I know what I feel is real, and your love will so complete. In this disappointing world that we live in, what's called a sure thing ain't worth a dime. We're looking for more than just emotion, true love everlasting, that's the bottom line. We're looking for more than just emotion, that's the bottom line.
Jeanette Williams. That's the bottom line. Time for a fiddle tune. Here's Michael Cleveland and Flame Keeper from the album Tall Fiddler with a tune called Arkansas. Is some fancy fiddle playing from Michael Cleveland and his band Flame Keeper. Did a great job there. Time for a gospel tune. Here is the band Rich in Tradition, and they're doing a song, Let's All Go Down to the River. I love these old hymns, this style of music. This is from their album Black Mountain Special. Came out a few years ago. Let's all go down to the river.
There's a man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water. Jesus is a man at the river, and he's washing people's sins away. He can take control if you give him your soul. So be ready for that judgment. Let's all go down to the river. There's a man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water. Raise the dead from the grave, take the water and turn it into wine. He can make the lame walk, he can make the dumb talk, and open up the eyes of the blind. Let's all go down to the river. There's a man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water.
Let's all go down to the river. There's a man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water.
Well, thank you to the band Rich Tradition. I've got that wrong. Rich in Tradition. I thought I'd missed out a word there. Thank you to the band Rich in Tradition for that great song. I love those old gospel hymn-type songs that have been converted to bluegrass music. Oh, it was 1986 when Alison Krauss first burst on the scene, and she's been so much part of the bluegrass scene ever since then. It's just amazing, but her early music was really great. This is from an album recorded in 1989. It's Alison Krauss in Union Station. The album was called Two Highways, and the band is less familiar than her regular band. Mike Harmon on banjo and harmony vocals, Jeff White on guitar and lead and harmony vocals, John Pennell or Pennell on bass, and Jerry Douglas to playing a bit of dobro, and Brent Truitt on mandolin. Still playing fine music. Here is a song called Teardrops Will Kiss the Morning Dew. Alison Krauss from 1989.
Comes the sun, we'll say goodbye forever.
Well, thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll be continuing on your regular programming right through the Christmas period, so just tune in as you'd always do, and you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll take it out with Michael Cleveland with a tune called Lazy Katie. See ya.